On today's program, we focus on the supernatural world of the afterlife. Many people have clinically experienced death, seen the afterlife, then returned to tell their story. Here are Pat Robertson and Terry Musin with a story of two such people.
Well, it's the most important question we could ever ask. What happens to us when we die? Is there a real heaven and a real hell? Take a look.
I actually saw souls screaming, crying, with no flesh, no blood or no organs. They didn't have hair up on their head. And they would cry and they would weep, but no tears would come.
Mary Kay Baxter knows hell is real. She visited hell repeatedly over a period of 30 days.
When I was killed, I was instantly transported to Heaven's Gate.
Don Piper knows heaven's reality. He saw it after he died in a head-on collision. Numerous eyewitnesses have visited heaven or hell.
Betty Eady and all these near-death experiences embraced by the light. Death is a friend. It's that luminous light that beckons us forward. I don't read the scripture that way. Death is ugly. Death is the enemy. But in Christ it has been defeated.
Peter Jones, author of Spirit Wars, says these deceptions about the afterlife would even let Adolf Hitler qualify for a good afterlife once he works through his mistakes.
That's the lie, the devil, because the devil is the father of lies and a murderer from the beginning. And he is attempting to convince people that death is not the last enemy, but our friend.
Mary Kay Baxter says people really do need Jesus to save them from hell. And Jesus showed her the horrors of hell through miraculous visions.
Everyone that Christ showed me knew why they were in hell. I'm not talking about one or two people. I'm talking about multitudes cast into hell.
Baxter says the whole point of her experience was to keep people out of hell.
And many times Jesus cried in hell. And tears would run down his face. And he would look and he'd say, "For these I died, but it's too late."
Baxter says she was also shown heaven's glories.
You don't see God. You just see the glory, the power, the lightning. You see the throne. You see angels all in order around the throne.
And people like Pastor Don Piper say they've also seen miraculous visions of heaven. A semi slammed into his car on this bridge and killed him. Instantly, he was before the gates of heaven.
There really were pearly gates.
Peering through the gates, Don saw an incredible light.
Behind that portal was such a light that I don't conceive of how you could see it in an earthly body. It could only be envisioned in a heavenly body because it's too bright.
And, says Don, there was music, that of a literal angelic choir.
As awesome as the sight was, the sound was even more amazing. I heard literally thousands of praise songs. Everything was praising God.
And despite the widespread unbelief in a literal heaven or hell, real-life testimonies like Piper's and Baxter's support the view of heaven and hell found in the world's most popular book.
The Bible contains the most expert information available about the nature of the afterlife. After all, God himself is the one who created the afterlife